This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. India has criticized Pakistan for running training camps for decades to support terrorism in the country and its efforts to normalize it. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said this while addressing media in Luxembourg. The minister said that India will deal with the countries that are helpful in a different way and the countries that do the kind of things which Pakistan does in a different way.
That for decades you've had these training camps, not secret training camps at all, training camps in the big cities of Pakistan, very open, where the state, the military supports terrorism, and they've tried to normalize it as though it's their right to do it.
On relations with Europe, the minister said India will see an upswing in ties with Europe this year. He expressed hope that India is seeking to ramp up its relationship with the EU. Luxembourg will have significant influence in collective decision-making in Brussels. The minister added that this year will also see many more ministerial visits and significant business delegation coming out of Luxembourg to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the commissioning of Indian Coast Guard ship ICGS Samudra Pratap in Goa. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this ship is noteworthy for numerous reasons, including the fact that it adds strength to our vision of self-reliance. The Prime Minister further said that the ship boosts the nation's security apparatus and reflects a commitment to sustainability, among others. Supreme Court has asked the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, to identify all major sources of pollution in Delhi NCR in 2 weeks and suggest long-term sectoral action plans to tackle each of them in a phased manner. A bench of CJI Suryakant and Justice Joy Malia Bagchi yesterday said CAQM should bring all domain experts under one roof, hold deliberations and come out with long-term solutions which would be implemented in phased manner so as not to hurt livelihoods, industry and the public. Delhi police have detained 5 people and registered an FIR in connection with the stone pelting incident that occurred during a demolition drive in Old Delhi. Talking to reporters, Deputy Commissioner of Police Nitin Valsan said that the demolition was carried out by Delhi Municipal Corporation in pursuant to the directions of the Delhi High Court. He said 5 police personnel have been injured in the incident. He said the FIR is filed under sections related to rioting, assault on a government servant and obstruction of a public servant in performing their duty. The National Medical Commission's Medical Assessment and Rating Board, MARB, has withdrawn the letter of permission granted to the Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Institute of Medical Excellence in Jammu and Kashmir's Riyasi for non-compliance with minimum standards. An order issued by the MARB yesterday said all students will be accommodated in other medical institutions in Jammu and Kashmir as supernumerary seats by the competent authority of the Union Territory Administration. According to the order, the non-compliance came to light during a surprise inspection. The NMC's decision is effective immediately. The International Cricket Council, ICC, has rejected Bangladesh Cricket Board's BCB plea to shift their T20 World Cup 2026 matches out of India to another country. The Bangladesh Cricket Board had refused to travel to India for the T20 World Cup, citing security concerns. This came after the Board of Control for Cricket in India released Mustafizur Rahman from the Indian Premier League after protests from several outfits for the Hindu killings in Bangladesh. In a virtual meeting between the two bodies, the ICC said that the BCB do not have a valid reason for the relocation of matches at the last minute, citing that the BCCI has already promised head of state security for the national cricket team. The BCB, however, has refused getting any official confirmation from the apex body. Dense fog conditions have disrupted train services in various parts of the country, affecting the movement of several trains. According to Indian Railways, more than 70 Delhi-bound trains are running late by 2 hours due to low visibility conditions. And that is the end of this news bulletin.